Greetings, my peeps. Welcome to the All Things Basketball Podcast with your boy GD. In this episode, I'll be doing my Sweet 16 preview for both the men and the women, although some games are going on for the women, but we kind of got an idea. So nonetheless, we'll do it all. So you know how I do it. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Okay, guys, it's your boy GD back with the All Things Basketball with GD podcast. And guys, we are in the midst of March Madness, all the craziness going on in college basketball, and it's been quite a thrill so far. So we're going to talk all about it. We'll talk about the men, and then we'll talk about the women. So without any further delay, let's do it. So let us start with the men, and then we'll start in each region. We'll do each region, the matchups, and how they got there and all those things. So in the East, you're going to have Duke, the number one seed, taking on the number four seed, Arizona. Duke got there by beating Mount St. Mary in the first round, beat them 93-49. And then in the second round, Duke would beat Baylor 89-66. Of course, leading the way is Cooper Flagg, you know, for all intents and purposes, the number one pick in the upcoming draft. And then also you have Tyrese Proctor, who's had a pretty good tournament thus far in these two games. So you see Cooper Flagg, and you know there was the worry about him being hurt, about the ankle injury, and they actually were contemplating holding him out of the first round game because they figure, you know, they have it pretty much in the bag, but you can never do that these days. You never know, but they decided, you know what, let's put him out there, and they did that. Coach Schreier did just that, and he put him out there. So Cooper Flagg, he looked good, and he looked good for the most part. So they took care of business in that regard. So the Sweet 16, they're right there, which is par for the course with Duke, you already know. And for Arizona, they would go on to beat the likes of number 13 seed Akron, 93-65. And then in that second round, they would face the number 5 seed Oregon, and they took them down 87-83. Of course, leading the way for them is Khalid Love, who actually in the last game he dropped 29 points. That's their senior. He runs the show. And you got Jaden Bradley there, and then Toby Awaka. So Arizona, could be a stiff test for the Dukies. So we'll see what happens in that regard. And then on the other side of that bracket, you got the number 2 seed Alabama, who's making their third straight appearance in the Sweet 16, and they're taking on the number 6 seed BYU. How they got there? Alabama in the first round would beat Robert Morris University, and they're the 15 seed, like I said, beat them 90-81. And then in that second round, they would go on to be the number 7 seed, St. Mary, 80-66. Leading the way for them is their senior guard, Mark Sears, who will more likely than not be, I would say, probably within a lottery pick in the upcoming draft for the NBA. And then you have another senior, Clifford Amari UI. And he's a senior, like I said. So there you have that. And then for BYU, oh, and by the way, for BYU, this is their first appearance in Sweet 16 since 2011. And they were led by a guy you're familiar with, Jimmer Fredette. But BYU in the first round, they would go on to beat the 11th seed, VCU, and they beat them 80-71. Then in the second round, they, in a nail biter, they would beat the number 3 seed, Wisconsin, 91-89. Leading the way for them, Richie Saunders, scoring over 20 points per game. And over 5 rebounds, and Igor Denham, the freshman, averaging 13 points, 6 rebounds, and 5 assists. So that's your East region, guys. Let's move on to the Midwest. The Midwest, you have the number 1 seed making it out of there, the Houston Cougars, and this is their 6th straight appearance in the Sweet 16, and they'll take on the 4th seed, Purdue. And Houston got there by beating SIU at Edwardsville, and they were the 16th seed. They beat them 78-40, and then in the second round, they will beat the 8th seed Gonzaga, 81-76. Leading the way for them is LJ Crier, their senior, who's averaging over 22 points per game and over 3.5 steals, and actually 22.5 points per game. So that's the story for Houston. And then Purdue, you know, they got all the way to the finals last year. But Purdue, they would beat the 13th seed High Point, 75-63. And then in the second round, they would beat the 12th seed, who pulled off the upset there, and beat them 76-62. And leading the way for them is Trey Kaufman-Wren, averaging 21.5 points, along with 11.5 rebounds. He's a junior. And then, of course, their senior, Brayden Smith, their point guard, averaging 15 points per game, along with 5.5 assists, 3.5 rebounds, 2 steals for him. So Purdue facing the number 1 seed. And then the seed ends up being chalk, actually, guys. You have the number 2 seed, Tennessee, taking on the number 3 seed, Kentucky. Tennessee, and this is their 3rd straight appearance in the Sweet 16, they would beat the 15 seed, Wofford, 77-62. And then in the second round, they would beat the 7th seed, UCLA, beat them 67-58. They're led by their pair of senior guards, Chas Lanier, averaging 24.5 points per game, giving you a lot of scoring, guys, along with 4.5 rebounds. And then Sakaya Ziegler, 13.5 points. He's averaging 9 assists, guys. Wow. And 2.5 steals per game for Ziegler. And they like I said, take on the 3-seed, Kentucky. And this is their first appearance in the Sweet 16 since 2019, guys. So it's been a minute for them. Kentucky, they got here by beating the 14 seed Troy, 76-57. And then they would beat the 6 seed Illinois, 84-75. And they're led by Otega Owen, averaging 17.5 points per game, 6 rebounds, 3.5 assists for the junior. And then Kobe Bria, averaging 18 points with 4 rebounds. And he's a senior, and Owen's a junior, by the way. So that's your Midwest region, guys. Let us look to the South. In the South, you have the number one seed, Auburn, making their first appearance in the Sweet 16 since 2019, just like Kentucky, by the way. And they'll be taking on my Michigan. See me with Fab Five right there. Taking on Michigan Wolverines, the 5-seed, guys. And think about this. They had the change of coach. They brought in Dusty May after, of course, Juwan Howard having to leave the position there. So, Michigan, right there in the Sweet 16, guys. It's a beautiful thing, I'm just saying. So, how Auburn got here? They beat the 16 seed, Alabama State, 83-63. And then in the second round, they beat the number 9 seed, Creighton, 82-70. And they're led by their senior, Johnny Broome, averaging a double-double, by the way, guys. 11 points and 11.5 rebounds for him. The Wolverines, they would go on to beat the 12 seed University of California, San Diego, and they beat them in a squeaker, 68-65. And then in the second round, they beat the 4-seed guys, Texas A&M. They beat them 91-79. They're led by their junior, Roddy Gale Jr., and he's averaging 18.5 points along with 3 rebounds. And Vladislav Golden, averaging 18.5 points as well with 10 rebounds, and he's a senior, guys. So that is your first half of the South region. And then in the other half, you have the number 2 seed, Michigan State, guys. So, guys, there's a possibility here for Michigan and Michigan State meeting in that Elite Eight. But that would call for Michigan pulling the upset and beating Auburn. But Michigan State, they face the 6th seed, Ole Miss. And, oh, by the way, Michigan State, this is their 16th Sweet 16 appearance under Tom Izzo. Tom Izzo, man, when it comes to a tournament, sometimes he gets his, well, not sometimes, most of the time he gets his team to show up and stuff. So how did Michigan State get here? They beat the 15 seed Bryant, 87-62. And then in the second round, they beat the 10 seed New Mexico, 71-63. And guys, they're led by Trey Holman, who's averaging 14 points and 4 assists, a junior. And then Jaden Atkins, averaging 13.5 points along with 3 rebounds, and he's a senior, guys. And then for Ole Miss, and this is Oh, by the way, for Ole Miss, this is their second Sweet 16 appearance in their history. Wow. That's crazy. How they got here? Well, they beat the number 11 seed, North Carolina, the Tar Heels. They beat them 71-64. And then in the second round, they would beat the number 3 seed, Iowa State, beat them 91-78. They're led by Sean Padula. He's their senior, guys, averaging 20 points per game, along with 6.5 assists, 4 rebounds, and 3 steals, guys. And then Jamie Brakefield, he's averaging 15.5 points, along with 2.5 rebounds, and he's a senior as well, guys. So that's your South region. Now for the West, your number one seed, Florida. So all the number one seeds held, guys. So you still have them alive. So you have Florida, who's making their first Sweet 16 appearance since 2017, guys. And they're facing the 4 seed, Maryland, who's making their first appearance since 2016. How Florida got here? They beat the 16 seed, Norfolk State, and beat them 95-69. And then in the second round, they would knock off the defending NCAA champs, the UConn Huskies, 77-75 in a close one, guys. They're led by their senior, Walter Clayton Jr., a guy who is climbing up the charts in terms of the draft board, averaging 29 points per game and 4 rebounds. And then you have Elijah Martin, averaging 17.5 points along with 3 rebounds. And he's also a senior, guys. And then for Maryland, they beat number 13 seed Grand Canyon, 81-49. And then in the second round, Maryland would beat the number 12 seed, who pulled off the upset, Colorado State. They beat them in a nail biter, 72-71. And actually, it was on Derek Queen. He drove in the lane that gave them the lead and sent them to the Sweet 16. Mind you, a lot of people saying, oh, it's a travel. And then you've had actual officials come in and say that last move was dependent on, it was situational, whatever the case was. They basically said that move was allowed, in other words. So Maryland advances. And leading the way for them, Julian Reese, averaging 16.5 points and 10 rebounds. You might be familiar with his sister by the name of Angel Reese. But Julian Reese rebounding is part of the family, guys, with him averaging 10 a game. He's a senior, by the way, guys. And then Derek Queen, who I just mentioned, he's a freshman, actually, averaging 14.5 points along with 10.5 rebounds and 2 blocks. So you got to 2 bigs there averaging a double-double. So you definitely like to see that. So that's one side of the West region. And then you have the number 3 seed taking on the number 10 seed, Texas Tech, the 3 seed, taking on Arkansas, coached by John Calipari, guys. And for Calipari, this is his 16th appearance as a coach. And he has led 4 teams, guys, 4 teams to Sweet 16. So you talk about rarefied air for John Calipari. How did both teams get here? Texas Tech. They would beat the 14 seed UNC Wilmington, beat them 82-72. And then in the second round, they would beat the number 11 seed Drake, who pulled off the upset, and beat them 77-64. Texas Tech is led by Darion Williams, averaging 15.5 points, 7.5 rebounds, 3.5 assists. He's a junior. And then JT Toppin, guys, averaging 18.5 points, 11.5 rebounds, and 2 blocks, holding it down on the interior for the Texas Tech team. And he's a sophomore, by the way. For Arkansas, they beat the number 7 seed, Kansas, 79-72. And then in the matchup between Rick Pitino and his St. John's team, that was the 2 seed, by the way, Arkansas takes them down 75-66. And Arkansas is led by Jonnell Davis, senior, averaging 15.5 points and 3.5 rebounds. So that is your picture as far as the men go. Guys, you got some intriguing matchups here. I love to see my Michigan team make it to the Final Four. It'll be a tough go if that's possible. I think Duke can survive and make the Final Four in the East. Looking at the Midwest, I would say keep an eye on Tennessee. I'm getting kind of a feeling about Tennessee here. They might be able to pull it off in that region. And then, like I said, the South, I'm going with my heart, not so much my head, guys. I'm pulling for Michigan. And then in the West, I know Kyle Perry's trying to work his magic, but I don't think it's going to take for too long, guys. I'd say any one of these teams can advance. If I had to take a guess, I'll go Maryland to kind of shake things up here. So we'll see what happens. So that is your look at the men's Week 16. Now let's go to the ladies, shall we? And guys, like I said, we're still waiting on 2 results. One's kind of in the bag. I'll take a look at my phone to let you know once I get to it. But we'll go region by region. We'll start with the first region, region number 1. And starting off, you're going to have the number 1 seed, guys, UCLA, taking on the number 5 seed, Ole Miss. And here's how both teams got there. UCLA, they beat the 16 seed Southern 84-46. And then in the second round, they beat the number 8 seed in Richmond. So UCLA taking care of business as the top seed, top overall seed, guys. And they're led by Lauren Betts, their junior. She's averaging 22 points, guys, along with 4 assists and over 2 blocks per game for her. And then, 2.5. And Kiki Rice, 16.5 points for her, 7 assists also. Yeah. So that's UCLA. And then Ole Miss, you got to give coach credit. Coach Yo over there, Yolette McPhee McQuinn. She's getting it done for them, guys. In the first round, they beat the 12 seed Ball State 83-65. And then in a game that I watched, Ole Miss takes down the number 4 seed, Baylor, 69-63. They're led by Madison Scott, guys. They're senior. As she goes, the team goes, guys. And it's funny because she was in foul trouble in that game. And that's when Baylor was making their move. Once she got on the floor, Madison Scott did. It was a whole different ball game. She's averaging 14.5 points, 3.5 rebounds, 2 blocks for Ole Miss. And she's a senior, by the way, guys. And then you have Kennedy Todd Williams averaging 12 points and 8 rebounds for Coach Yale. So that is your first part of the Region 1 bracket. And then on the other side, you have the number 2 seed NC State taking on the number 3 seed LSU, a game I just finished watching, guys. How did both teams get here? NC State, they would beat the 15 seed 75-55. And then in the second round, which a game that was played today, they would go on to beat the 7 seed Michigan State 83-49. And you know they're led by their dynamic guards, Isaiah James. And she averages 20.5 points and 5 rebounds for the NC State. And then Sanaya Rivers, their other dynamic guard. 17 points, 10 rebounds, 6.5 assists, and 2 steals, guys. So as these ladies go, NC State goes. And then for LSU, oh, by the way, Kim Mulkey, this is her 30th Sweet 16 appearance. You talk about legendary. You talk about getting it done in March. Kim Mulkey knows that very well. And her team looks great. LSU in the first round beat San Diego State, a 14 seed, 103-48. And then in the second round game, like I said, I just watched, they win that 101-71, beating the 6th seed Florida State in a game I was kind of worried about because they were only up by 1 at the half. But in the second half, they put the defensive clamps on, guys. Anissa Morrow, their senior, showed up and showed out, averaging 19 points, 11.5 rebounds, 5 assists. Michaela Williams, her game looks so smooth, guys. 15.5 points with 3 rebounds. She's a sophomore, so she's got more years to inflict pain on the rest of college basketball. Samaya Smith, 15 points, 10 rebounds, 3.5 assists. So both her and Morrow averaging a double-double. And she's a sophomore, guys. And then Flaje Johnson, who was in foul trouble in this game, but nonetheless a catalyst for this team. 17.5 points, 3 rebounds, 2.5 steals, and 2 blocks for the junior, Flaje Johnson. So that's the way that region's looking so far. Very interesting games there, guys. Let us continue. Region 2, with your number 1 seed, South Carolina, they have now made 11 straight Sweet 16s under Coach Dawn Staley, and they will take on, in a game that was an absolute barn burner, the 4 seed, they're taking on Maryland. How did both teams get there? South Carolina in the first round beat Tennessee Tech, the 16 seed, 108-48. No surprise there. And then in the second round, in a game that I thought was closer than I imagined, they end up getting the win 64-53. And you know, Dawn Staley, she has a cavalcade of players over there. Chloe Kitts, Tahina Pow Pow. You have Raven Johnson. Then you have Tessa Johnson over there also. Malaysia for Wally. And the list goes on. Bree Hall. But you know how Staley does. She gives them just enough minutes for them to be effective. So, but South Carolina prevails, guys. And then for Maryland, they beat the 13 seed Norfolk State. They beat them 82-69. And then in a game that went to two overtimes, guys, man, what a good game it was. Maryland gets the win 111 over the number 5 seed Alabama. And they win that 111-108 in a game where Sarah Lee Barker for Alabama, 45 points, man. I mean, she was trying to will her team to win, but to no avail. So Maryland gets the win. So you now have both Maryland in the men's and in the women's. Leading the way for them, Raylene Smickle. And she had 22.5 points. She's averaging 5.5 rebounds for the junior. And then Cheyenne Sellers, their senior, 20 points and 3 rebounds that she's averaging. Then on the other side of Region 2, number 2 seed Duke, and this is their first back-to-back Sweet 16 appearance since 2013. So Kara Lawson doing a fantastic job over there for the Dukies. And they will face the number 3 seed. So region 2 is a chalk region there. So you have Duke taking on UNC, just like the old days, right? How did both teams get here? Duke beats the 15 seed Lehigh 86-25. And then in the second round, they beat the 10 seed Oregon, who, oh, by the way, had a former UNC player on the team that transferred, Deja Kelly, but they beat them 59-53. Duke is led by Ashlyn Jackson, who's averaging 14 points, and she's a junior. Oh, by the way, they were without their leading scorer, Toby Fournier, with an illness. She was out for the second round game. So I imagine she'll be back for the Sweet 16. And then UNC, how they got here, beating Oregon State, the 14 seed, 70-49. And then in the second round game, a game that just finished not too long ago, they beat West Virginia, the 6th seed, 58-47. So if you had Oregon pull up the upset over Duke, you would have had Deja Kelly actually playing her old college team, UNC, but that wasn't to be. Leading the way for UNC, North Carolina, Alyssa Utsby, their senior, averaging 15.5 points, 8 rebounds, and 3 steals. And then Lexi Donarski, averaging 15 points, and she's a senior guy. So that is your Region 2. Region 3, right now you have, let's see. Okay, yeah. So right now you have Texas, the number one seed, taking on the number five seed, Tennessee. How did both get there? Texas, they would beat William and Mary, the 16th seed, 105-61. And then they would then beat the 8th seed, Illinois, 65-48. Leading the way for Texas, Madison Booker, of course, their sophomore, averaging a double-double, 20 points, 10 rebounds. And then Taylor Jones for them, 15.5 points, 5.5 rebounds. And she's a senior, guys. And then for Tennessee, mind you, Tennessee, this is their 37th Sweet 16 appearance, which is the most of any college. So they have the record, guys, with 37 Sweet 16 appearances. And kudos to Kim Caldwell in her first season there. Mind you, guys, she had to take time because, oh, by the way, she was having a baby. So there's that. But Tennessee taking care of business in the first round. They would beat the number 12 seed, South Florida, 101-66. And then in the second round, they would go on to beat the 4th seed, Ohio State, 82-67. They're led, guys, by their sophomore, Talaysia Cooper, who's averaged 19.5 points, 7 rebounds, 4.5 assists, and 4.5 steals, guys. Wow. And Z Spearman, their junior, 15 points, 4.5 rebounds for her. So you have the first part of your region three. And then this second part is, well, it's going to be a very interesting game. The number 2 seed, TCU. Think about how far TCU has come, guys. Just 2 years ago, they finished 1-17 in their conference. They had 11 transfers, guys. They had to get people off the street because they didn't have enough people playing. That's how far down this program was 2 years ago. And for them to be a 2 seed going to the Sweet 16, their first appearance since 2010. And these are their first wins in the tournament since 2006. Wow. And, oh, by the way, their star player, Haley Van Lith, this is her third Sweet 16. And she's done it with 3 different teams. So take with that what you will. So, and they'll take on the 3C Notre Dame, guys. And this is their 4th straight appearance. How did both teams get here? TCU, in the first round, they would beat Fairleigh Dickinson. They beat the 15th seed, 71-53. And then in the second round, they would beat one of Haley's old schools, Louisville. They beat them 85-70. And they were the 7th seed, by the way, guys. Again, led by Haley Van Lith, 14.5 points, 8.5 assists, guys. So she's playing the point guard position for them very well, and 4.5 rebounds for the senior. And then you have Emma Poop. And she had 16.5 points, 5.5 rebounds for the senior. And then Sedona Price, a 7-year senior, guys. She's gone through it as far as redshirting and all those things. But Sedona Prince, 17.5 points, 7.5 rebounds, 3 blocks for the senior big for them. So that's the TCU story. Notre Dame, they would beat Stephen F. Austin, the 14th seed. They beat them 106-54. And then in the second round, Notre Dame beats the number 6 seed, Michigan. So I would have had the men and women there if they could have pulled off this upset, but that's not to be. Notre Dame gets the win 76-55. Led by their super sophomore, Hannah Hidalgo, averaging 22.5 points, 4 assists, 3.5 rebounds, 3.5 assists. Wow. Liatu King, she's averaging a double-double, 14 points, 10.5 rebounds. And then Olivia Myers, not playing so well, guys. She's a senior, 5 points, 6.5 assists, 3 rebounds. So hopefully in this Sweet 16, she comes to life. Remember, this is a player who's highly touted for when she goes to the WNBA. So I'd like to see her game turn around in these tournaments here. So that is your Region 3. And then Region 4, we're still waiting for an outcome, guys. And 1, and let me look here. Yeah, and we got an outcome on the other. So the number 1 seed, USC, they're taking on right now the number 9 seed, Mississippi State. So we don't know the outcome of that. I would assume for all intents and purposes, USC pulls that out. We'll see. But they do face the 5 seed, Kansas State. How did Kansas State get here? They beat the 12 seed Fairfield, 85-41. And then in overtime, they beat the number 4 seed, Kentucky, 80-79, guys. And they did it on Tamyra Poindexter, who had a monster game, guys. She hit the game-winning basket, by the way. A 3-pointer, no less. In fact, in that game, she had 24 points, 8 threes in that game, guys, along with 6 rebounds for Kansas State. And she actually averages 15.5 points, 3.5 rebounds, and 3.5 blocks. Yeah, that's what it was. She 24 points, 6 rebounds, 6 block shots in that game. Gracious. And then she's a senior, by the way. Serena Sundell, 18.5 points, 11.5 assists, 2 steals, and she's a senior as well, guys. So that's your one side of the bracket. UConn gets the win tonight. They beat South Dakota State, blowing them out 91-57. So they advance, guys. Paige Beckers, they're trying to send her out a winner, guys. So you have Paige Beckers there. Of course, the coach, Gina Auriemma, legendary coach. You also have there Asia Fudd, her sidekick, her buddy, who's a senior as well. Sarah Strong, the freshman there, putting in work. So UConn is making their run. So we'll see what happens there. And then they will take on the 3 seed, Oklahoma. How did Oklahoma get there? In the first round, they beat the likes of Florida Gulf Coast University, 81-58, and they were the 14th seed. And then in the second round, a game that finished today as well, they would get the win 96. They would get the win over Iowa State 96-62. And they're led by Skylar Vann, their senior, 20.5 points per game, 7.5 rebounds, 4 assists. And then Reagan Beers, the junior, 18 points she's averaging, 15.5 rebounds, and 3 blocks she's averaging, guys. Wow. So that's the way it's looking. Like I said, I think for all intents and purposes, you can kind of pencil in USC. And of course, you know, they're led by their Mercurial sophomore, Juju Watkins. Also, you have the senior there, Kiki Arifin. So I imagine they advance. We'll see what happens, but a lot of intriguing games here, guys. The TCU Notre Dame game, I'm very much locked into that game. The NC State LSU game, I'll be locked into that as well. UCLA and Ole Miss, that should be interesting as well, guys. But, and then Duke, North Carolina, just for rivalry's sake, that should be a good game. And that South Carolina and Maryland game, that's not going to be a cakewalk for Dawn Staley and her squad. So I look forward to these matchups. I mean, really. Yeah, and I got to start peeking my eye over at the men as well. I'll be doing that over the course of the weekend. Hopefully, we'll see. All right, guys. So that is it for the recap and the preview. I thank you as always. All Things Basketball with GD.com is the website. There you'll find all the goodies, all the episodes, all the clips and those things. I'm on YouTube, guys. You can follow me over there, subscribe over there. Also, all the podcast platforms, I'm there as well, guys. Socials, IG, TikTok, Blue Sky. And that's kind of the major ones. You're going to waste my time talking about the others. And LinkedIn, you know, I put the links up there. Although I don't think I did it for the last episode. So I need to do that. As far as your NBA, I'll get to all that. There is some stuff that's going down. A lot of injuries, guys. Some milestones, some passings that's taking place. We'll get into it. All right, guys. I thank you for listening as always. Oh, support. On my website, the donation page, I have it all there, whether it be PayPal, Buy Me a Coffee, my Spotify donate. And then, of course, in my scroll, I have the Cash App, $GD, that sports dude. Again, $GD, that sports dude. That's how you support the show. That's how you keep the show going. And I thank you guys for listening. As always, your listenership is so important to this show. Thanks as always, and we'll talk soon. Take care.